Hi, y'all. You're listening to Ordinary People, Ordinary Things with me, your host, Melissa Radke, the ordinariest of us all.
Hey, guys, it's me, the AG. I wanted to jump in here real quick before we dive into the podcast and tell you about something that Melissa and I are excited about. Other than our stellar parenting, our marriage is what we are asked about the most. After 25 long years, I can see why. Melissa has put together a special audio for you guys on the topic of marriage. We made it audio since you clearly like listening to things in your car. So go to melissaradke.com or check out today's show notes for more information and to download this free resource that will give you the steps to take to start strengthening your marriage today.
Listener, beware. Did I get your attention with that? Good, because I mean it. Today is without a doubt the most different podcast that I have ever done in two seasons. And if I'm honest, one I'm a little bit nervous about. Let me explain. If you know me, then you know that one, I am not afraid to try new things. Never have been. Number two, I am completely obsessed with things about our bodies, okay? In other words, i.e. Dr. Pimple Popper is my jam. And number three, I can laugh at myself. A lot. And often. Take all three of those things and you have today's podcast. So don't say you weren't warned. Do not say that you weren't warned. Teresa Greco has been one of my closest friends for going on 20 years. A few years ago, Teresa bought the practice of a woman who was retiring. She told me about it. I was excited for her, a little trepidatious, a little nervous. She took it over and y'all, she's killing it. She has clients that rave about her and what it is she does. And to be perfectly honest, I wanted to see what all the fuss was about. So I took a few days. I flew to Nashville where Teresa lives and works and I tried it for myself. I even recorded it for you. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I not mention what it is she does? Okay, here goes. Teresa does colon hydrotherapy. Are you laughing yet? Are you with me? She is a colon hydrotherapist. I'm losing listeners already. I get that. Okay, you're thinking, Melissa, we knew you needed therapy. This is not what we meant. But over the course of 3 days in Nashville, I met with Teresa and she hydroed my colon. Is that how you say that? I did this because y'all, her business is booming and I wanted to know why. I did it because people who have done it rave about it and I needed to know why. And I did it because every single person, y'all, every single friend or family member that I told that I was going to do it said the same thing. Every one of them said, oh my gosh, I want to know all about it. I want it done too, but I'm too scared. Nobody said, don't do it. No, they all said, do it and report back. So I did. This is because I'm a friend of the people, okay? Because I'm a giver. So be warned, what you are about to hear cannot be glossed over. It cannot be called anything but what it is. So yeah, you will hear the words poop. And if your delicate ears cannot handle it, tune in next week. But for this week, I'm going to give you a firsthand account of what happens when you hop up on the table and take your friendship to a whole new level. We are not crude in this taping. We are not raunchy, even though I'm going to admit there were a million jokes I wanted to say. We kept it as classy as possible, all things considered. But even as it was being recorded, the attorney general and all his attorney generalness said, can y'all quit saying poop all the time? No. It is literally the removal of toxins from the colon and intestinal tract by removing any accumulation of feces. Okay? That's literally taken from the Google. It is in layman's terms, all the years of cafeteria lunches in grade school, all the way to your freshman 15, brought to light right before your eyes. It has been done on people who have sorta seen results to people who have seen miraculous results. It's a godsend to some. It's a joke to others. And I will give you my feelings, my gut honest feelings, no pun intended, about it during the wrap up of today's program. Until then, lean back, take a listen, and just know that as uncomfortable as it might be for you to hear, it was more uncomfortable for me to record. I assure you, and this listener, is how much I love you. Okay? Without further ado, we are welcoming Teresa to the program and we are getting started. No formalities. Let's just kick this thing off. Here we go.
Okay, I've got the water going in. It's going in that little white thin water hose and it's coming out the waste hose. So the water's circulating in your rectum.
So it's already started.
Mm-hmm, but it's not going into your colon. It's just going in your rectum and coming right out the hose. So it's just kind of letting your body get acclimated to what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So your brain kind of needs to rest and know this is not a fearful moment, that you're safe.
Dear rectum, please know that we're safe. We're safe here, rectum. You and I.
Now, during the whole procedure, I'm going to hold on to the speculum so it doesn't slide out. And the whole time, I'm going to be looking right here, but I can't see any of your private parts. Okay. All your private parts are up inside, so I can...
We hope.
So I'm going to be looking here because when it comes out right here, it's going to be more concentrated. I will also turn and look this way, but right here, this is what I'm trying to see.
Because I'm going to ask a really stupid question, yeah. But that's beside you, that glass tube, that's where all the action happens, right?
Well, yes, but it comes from right here.
It comes from right there, but I can't see that, and I want to
see
some stuff.
Yes, so you'll be able to see everything right there.
Okay,
so what we're going to do now that your body knows that you're safe, is it's called a gas release. I'm going to force water into your rectum. And it's going to be forceful. We are going to do that just for 5 seconds. We're going to push that water in and let it pull out. And that's going to pull any air bubbles down. Everybody has air bubbles in their colon. Mm-hmm. So when we push that water in and release it out, it will pull those bubbles forward.
Okay. And that's just releasing gas.
Yep. We're going to do that a couple times. Here we go. Here's the first. So you'll feel this. It won't hurt, but you'll definitely be able to feel it. Here we go. Here's one. Good. Could you hear that?
Yes.
That's a little air bubble. Yeah. So we all have that. Okay, I'm going to move that bubble out of the hose now. Okay, and here we go again. Here's another one. Good. Hear those bubbles?
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one.
Oh,
that's okay. Good. So it's all going out the hose.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go again.
Oh, my.
Yeah, here we go. So you're already releasing. Well, I wouldn't call that release. That's just kind of something that was sitting there waiting to come out. It would have come out with your next bowel movement. Okay, so now we've kind of moved those bubbles forward. There might be some more later on, but we're good enough to start. So now I'm going to go ahead and give you your first fill. So the water pressure now doesn't even make an arc. It just comes straight from the machine. It's just going to fall down. Super low, super slow. It takes a few seconds for you to even feel it.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. So it takes a while. Just a slow trickle. Now it's going into your colon.
But Teresa, I'm laying here feeling like I've got to go to the bathroom.
You just relax. It's all going to come out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, come out through the hose.
Oh, no.
So here we go. Yeah, good. See that, David?
Yes.
Good. Feel that movement? So that's your body already pushing that out.
Don't look at it, Teresa. Don't look at it. It's mine.
I'm looking at it to make sure that it's all good. I'm looking for different textures, different colors, making sure that you're chewing your food properly. Good. Here we go again. Here's another fill. Now, at any time, if you want to release before I release it, just say, okay, and I'll release it. I'll do that, and then you'll...
What does that mean, if you want to release before I release it?
So I'm watching the gauges, so I know how full you are, but you may have a little piece that's trying to make its way out, and your body can feel it, and you'll want to release. It's like, oh, it's going to move out. So just say, okay.
Sorry, listener, poop?
Yeah.
So I just push like I would in a...
No, don't push.
Just, oh, okay.
If you have that sensation, just say, okay, and then I'll do this, and I'll release it. Feel that?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't stop anything. It's just part of the
routine. Is what you're seeing right now normal?
Yeah, there's a little bit of mucus wrapped around it, old mucus, and the water is kind of cloudy. So when I'm looking here, I'm seeing much more cloudy water. But again, we just started.
Sure.
So this could be just part of the dirty water too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Here's another fill. And I'm going to change the water temperature as we're doing it. That kind of stimulates the peristalsis. Peristalsis is the movement that moves the poop along in your colon.
Okay.
Good. That's just air bubbles. It's all going through the hose.
You know what my biggest fear is? Is that at some point you will just see an entire block of Velveeta just go right through that tube. Like still whole right out of the box.
Well, we don't want to be eating Velveeta. That will clog you up.
I'm sorry, but that's in every single family gathering I ever have. But I'm telling you, it feels, and again, this may be the feeling of just having something up your bum, but I feel like I've got to use the bathroom so bad.
Yep. There we go.
Oh, well, there it went. Never mind. No, I don't.
So we push that water in, and it stirs up, moves along, breaks up the poop, and then it's going to carry it out. You'll see it in a second.
So this would be incredible for someone with constipation.
Oh, yeah. See? Oh, look, I'm seeing tomato skins, orange tomato skins.
All right. Well, you know what? So, Teresa, honestly, tell me the truth, because only my podcast listeners are listening to this. What happened to you as a child that you would want to clean out colons and be intrigued by it? Talk to me about that.
Melissa.
Where are you in your self-worth issues?
You know me well, huh?
That this is okay to you.
It really was because the benefits that I got when I started doing colon hydrotherapy. And I felt so much better.
What caused you to do it even the very first time?
Digestive issues. I could go 5 to 7 days without having a bowel movement. And for 18 years, my doctor kept telling me that that was normal. That was my body's rhythm. That's what he said. Well, that's your body's rhythm. And so I believed him for 18 years.
And so you heard about this where?
I changed doctors. Uh-huh. And this other doctor said that I needed to try colon hydrotherapy. So I did. And he said going once every 5 to 7 days was not normal. It's all toxic waste sitting in your system and it's bleeding back into your bloodstream. And that's very dangerous. So he suggested colon hydrotherapy. I didn't want to do it.
You didn't?
I didn't want to do it. But I went and oh my goodness, the first time I felt a big relief. Just that pressure. It felt like a load had been lifted. I didn't know that I could feel so good because I had lived years so full and compacted. I didn't know any different.
Now, what are you seeing out there?
Just pieces, and it had lots of mucus wrapped around it.
Is that a sign of anything?
Well, we all have mucus in our colon, and it's put there by design so that the poop pieces can slip through. The mucus is also there to protect us because the stomach acids are so strong that as those acids are moving through and connected to the poop, it will burn through our colon if we didn't have that mucus there to protect us. So that is there by design. But the mucus should be like a lightish, very light or clear. Or sometimes white, it'll be white. But when it's really dark gold like that, almost brown, then we know that mucus has been sitting in there a long time and it hasn't been eliminating with each bowel movement.
I know that one of the things that my doctor has told me and a lot of women deal with is candida. Am I saying that right?
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of times that can come out in forms of like yeast infections. Mm-hmm. It does not for me. He said, I hold it in my gut.
Yeah.
Is that something that you will physically see come out of a person? Or
the water, when it's coming out, can turn very cloudy. And that's when we know that it's...
Have you happened to see that on me yet? Or?
I did see some yesterday. Right now, it's looking pretty clear right now. But yes, candida is a major issue. I had several phone calls in the last couple of weeks of women who've really... one this morning specifically, who she really battles with an overgrowth of candida, and she didn't really want to come in and have this done. She was afraid that it was going to take out all her good bacteria. And again, we can't tell the good bacteria to stay and only the bad bacteria to come out. But doing this, we're flushing everything out, and then we're going to, with the probiotic bag right there, we're going to put all of the good stuff back in so that your good bacteria can grow and thrive.
Okay. So we aren't depleting what we're not replenishing.
Correct. A lot of women have candida or yeast issues, and it comes through externally. Itchy ears, itchy throat, itchy nose. Their eyelids.
Patches of that on their eyelids, which I have not suffered from recently, but have in the past. And honestly, how do you know the difference, I wonder, in that and like psoriasis?
I believe the psoriasis oozes.
It can, for sure, yeah.
And it gets more red. Typically, the candida little patches, it's still just kind of dry and flaky and itchy.
That's exactly what one is. And yeah. I think that must be, yeah. I just can't imagine the number of people who deal with those kinds of constipation issues, honestly, and could get so much relief with this. But it really is, honestly, from a bystander's point of view, like me, well, like you were, this is an intimidating
thing. Ooh, look at this. Here we go. Here's that train going again. It is.
Oh, Teresa, what is that?
Look, that's just a good bowel movement. And that came right after I was massaging your tummy.
Teresa.
Yeah.
That's not normal looking stuff.
It's good. You're good. We want all of that out.
I don't think I fear like that woman did. Well, you're going to take out all the good stuff. I can take my vitamins and I can replenish with healthy foods, but
yes,
I want that gone.
Yeah. And the candida, I can't remember if I read this or heard this someplace. I don't know if it matters. Candida can double its size or its quantity in a half an hour with one dose of sugar. So if you're battling with candida and you trip up and you cheat, you're going to double its size.
Really?
Very quick, yeah. And also stress, for some reason, it feeds off of stress. So stress is one of those things you can't control, though. So it's hard to, but if you can keep your diet, your exercise, and your sleep somewhat under control, then when those stressful moments hit you, it won't quite have the same effect.
Could you give me, like, I'm sure there's more than five, but even five, list the top five people that need this, like, well, maybe those that suffer from constipation issue. I mean, you do it.
Yeah, definitely constipation or diarrhea. Candida. If you feel like you're coming down with something, we want to help flush your system out because this hydrates your entire body, all of your organs. So if you feel like you're coming down with a cold or flu, flush it out. If you've consumed a lot, an excess amount of alcohol, like through the holidays, or you've eaten poorly, it's a good time to come in. If you've been flying or driving for long distances, when we're in that airplane and we're up so high in the altitude, it depletes us. It's pulling moisture from our body. I think it's one cup for every hour. So you're dehydrated when you get off that plane.
I would think people that constantly can't figure out why, but they feel sluggish.
I have got clients that, one in particular, she's got a bad diagnosis about her father, and she's normally has bowel movements two or three times a day. After every meal, she usually has a good bowel movement, and that's normal, and that's good, and that's healthy. Well, when she found out about her dad, she could not go to the bathroom for 3 days. And so the moment she got on the table and she, you know, helped release everything this way, she said, I feel like I'm unblocked. She goes, not just physically, but emotionally, that feeling trapped that you can't, you're stuck. You can't help your dad. You feel trapped.
When we say our body and our mind and our soul are interconnected, that is living proof of it right there. And to feel better is to think better, is to process better, is to pray better. I mean, it's all so connected. Is there an age or maybe any condition that people who are at a certain age or have a certain condition, this would not be for you?
There is a list, and that was on your intake form.
I noticed that.
Yeah, so there's quite a few, but there are things that aren't very common. You don't hear of them often. I don't have that off the top of my head, but there are some, so you just would need to call. I need a doctor's note to do kids under 17, and I need a doctor's note for people over 70 years old. I do have a lot of clients that are over 70. They just have to bring a note. But typically, the older somebody gets, they're moving less. A lot of those sweet little people that are sitting in the convalescent hospitals, they're not doing anything. They're just sitting all day long and, you know, they're just not having good bowel movements. I have a client who is a physical therapist. So when she goes and works with the little old people at the convalescent hospital, like she could be going there to help somebody with an ankle or a knee or something, and she will get there. And the moment she gets them up to start doing the physical therapy, they automatically have to go number two.
People, Ordinary Things is brought to you by our sponsor, Audible. If you are listening to this podcast, I already know you love listening to amazing talent and great content. So have you tried audiobooks yet? Why not, y'all? It is a thing. Get on board. For the listeners of this podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook with a free 30-day trial. Listen, even if you cancel, you still get to keep your audiobook just for giving Audible a try. I hear there's an amazing book called Eat Cake, Be Brave, and the author gave literally one of the single most greatest performances in the history of audiobooks, but I digress. So grab something you've had your eye on. You have nothing to lose, and I promise you'll love it. All you do is go to audibletrial.com/Melissa Radke. Right now. I will wait on you. You're still listening to this. Seriously. audibletrial.com/Melissa Radke. Let's do it. Teresa, how long does each session take?
Anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and 15 minutes. Kind of just depends on the person's body, how much they're releasing. Sometimes it takes a while to get started. If it takes a little while, it's usually their first session. They're nervous. And they may think they're fine laying on the bed, but subconsciously they're tense and they're nervous. And so sometimes it can take a few minutes to get things started.
I was just about to ask you if you would massage my left side because it is so tender when you touch it.
The left side is where we hold the majority of our solid poop. When it comes out on the left side from our small intestines, it's usually very soupy on this side, on your right side. And then as it's traveling through the 5 feet of colon, our body is pulling all the moisture, so it's becoming a solid as it's moving. So your left side is where it is a solid. So that part of your colon is stretching and it's holding.
I would imagine you have people who come and do this and then think, oh, I can do something similar to this at home, whether it's giving themselves coffee enemas. I mean, you have people that do that almost, you have some people that do that every day.
I do.
What is the health risk of that?
There's not a health risk.
You don't think there's a risk?
Of doing coffee enemas?
Every day?
I believe you can do up to 6 a day before it will affect you negatively. Yeah, nobody's going to take the time to do that. No, absolutely. There are great health benefits from doing coffee enemas. Now, when you do them at home, you're only going to get about from your rectum to about your left hip or maybe your left rib. You're only going to get that much out. But that's typically where we have the majority of our issues. So if people need to do enemas at home, absolutely. That's good.
Really? Mm-hmm. Do you have a specific brand that you like? Or
Online, just organic enema coffee.
Organic enema coffee?
It's not the same thing as drinking coffee. It's not processed the same way.
Do you do them at home?
I do.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like people should try it at home before they come here?
They absolutely can. I try to get my clients, after we get comfortable doing this, then I try to encourage them to start doing them at home, the coffee enemas. I can definitely get deeper with the machine. I can go in further and clean out the whole large intestines. At home, you're just going to get that lower portion. But yeah, it's great to do.
Okay.
So coffee enemas helps heal and repair the colon. It helps rebuild the liver. It helps reduce pain. It eliminates parasites. It helps with depression, confusion in the general nervous system. It increases mental clarity, improves your energy levels. It increases the feelings of joy and happiness, and it reduces anger. It helps digestion, and it helps release toxins.
David, did you hear that? It reduces anger. For those people that are listening and wondering, why is David in there? Believe me when I tell you, he's as far away from us two women as he could possibly get. He's in the furthest corner of this room. He simply is here to put mics in front of our faces. He refuses to look at what is happening over here. But it's funny because this has been something that's well known in my family and now my friends. I am into all things body. So this kind of stuff is fascinating to me. And for those of you who are freaking out right now and rolling your eyes and going, that's disgusting, I can't listen to her anymore, there are just as many people who are with me on this. Like, they like it. So, you know, David, he's got his back turned. He wants to pretend we're dead. But I like this kind of stuff. So I'm fascinated by it. I mean, granted, I wish it wasn't mine because it's not a comfortable feeling. It doesn't hurt by any means, but let's talk about cost for a minute. First of all, before we do, you suggest that people start off with 3 sessions out of 7 days.
Correct.
Okay. And then what about maintenance after that?
Okay. So we do want to do 3 sessions within 7 days because we are going to be stirring things up. We're going to be loosening things with all that moisture in your colon. And we want to make sure that we're completely eliminating it. We don't want to stir something up and then stop and not get it out. So that's the reason why. And that's protocol. Everybody has to start with 3. Years ago when they did them, that wasn't protocol. But after more studies and more training, you start with 3. It doesn't matter how clean you think your body is. It's very important because it's not just your colon that we're cleaning out. It's also your liver is allowed to release. Sometimes we'll see that liver release and it's bright yellow coming through the tube. So 3 within a week. You can do them days back to back or you can skip days. It doesn't matter. We just want to make sure that we're completely flushing and helping your body to eliminate. Maintenance is once a month. I try to tell my clients, if you're paying attention to your body and if you're eating healthy and if you are really on top of your healthy
lifestyle, regimen,
then you can go longer. They just say maintenance, I guess, just to prevent any more buildup. But if you're doing coffee enemas at home, if you are eating healthy, if you're exercising, I'll let my clients skip a couple months and not come in every month. Now, if you go 6 or 8 months and you got to do the 3 again, trying to prevent that from happening. Mm-hmm. And then it's $325 for a package of 3. It's $115 for 1 session. Now, not everybody does the coffee enema and the probiotic enema. That's something that through studying through school, I felt was so important. We want to make sure that we're not just eliminating, but we want to put in the good stuff. Why not? We're right here. It's all connected. Just put it in. So now we're not worried about, well, what about my good bacteria? And then trying to double up on supplements orally to get all the way down to your colon. So this way, we're going to put it in, let it soak. It's going to absorb within 26 seconds. And then you know now that when you leave, your good bacteria has something to eat, to thrive on, to grow. And that prevents the bad bacteria.
$325 for 3 visits, $115. That's really not terrible. Great. Thank you for explaining that for 15 minutes while you're making me hold in this coffee. How awesome of you.
You're welcome.
Now, if you would please Wow, America, look what coffee will do for you.
So I had given you a couple fills and you were running clear. There wasn't a lot coming out. So that's when I know to put in the coffee. The coffee stirs things up, pulls toxins. So that's why you're eliminating more now.
David, this is going to help me with my anger management. Now, Teresa, that water turning yellow in our liver emptying, that's a healthy thing? That's a sign of a healthy thing?
Yes. What that is your liver, remember we flushed all of your organs with water. So if your liver has toxins, which it did, then that water running through it is cleaning it out. It's allowing your liver to release toxins and it's coming out through your rectum through the water. Did you have any chills or anything? Sometimes people will feel a little queasy or feel little chills when that happens.
No.
Some people will actually cry. It's weird. I'll see men and they'll be laying there with their eyes closed and they'll have tears rolling down towards their ears.
Why is that?
And I'll just pass them a tissue because we hold anger in our liver. So there's times that they'll start to tear up. They'll get emotional and that's, we all hold anger in our liver. And just depending on how well we all deal with those issues or not, we will store them. So when our liver is really full, we can feel more anger. So when this releases, it kind of gives them a, they don't know why they're crying. They're not even thinking about negative thoughts.
It's a release.
It's triggering that liver.
Hey, David, you're very loved. I'm going to say that sentence to you before I say the next one. I can't talk to you about my true feelings right now. My liver's releasing them. And I just want you to know, she's massaging my left side, which is painful. There's a tube stuck up my bottom. And you are giving me tips on how to conduct this interview. And me and my liver are pissed about it. I know a big question is going to be, where's the end of that tube going? Where is all this going? Do I want to know the answer to that?
It's connected to the sewer.
Oh, okay.
The toilet. It goes through the wall and through the toilet.
Oh, mercies. And for those listening, just know that we are not at all providing any medical advice. You, of course, should always consult your physician to see what is right for you. Teresa would totally agree with that.
Yes.
Unless, of course, you go to a physician who has told you that being constipated for 7 to 8 days at a time is completely normal. In a series for Body, Mind, and Soul, we could not do this in body because so many people are talking about it nowadays. I don't know what I was thinking when I thought, hey, I'll have it done for the podcast. All I know is when I texted Teresa and said, I'm flying to Nashville for you to do this and we're going to put it on the podcast, her words were, yes, with a little praise hands emoji beside it. And the poop emoji. That's right. So far, I have been fearful that we would see a fully wrapped Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, which we have not. A box of Velveeta, still in the box and wrapper. We haven't seen that yet. Nor have I seen an entire breaded chicken tender. And those are really the things that have made up most of my adult and childhood. And guys, just so you know, when you hear me saying, oh my goodness, or whatever, we're seeing it come through this glass tube with this light on it. And you really are seeing what's coming out. And I don't have to go into detail as to what that is. But I mean, you will see this leaving your system.
And the tube that's in your bottom is not glass. The tube that's in your bottom is plastic, and it's about the length of a pencil and about the width of your thumb. And every time you come in, it's a clean, fresh, new speculum and hose.
That's what they all say.
Everything that touches your body is sterile and one-time use only. See all that black fleck?
Yeah. What's that?
Well, it's either, if you had a lot of grilled food, it's either that. But we also, some people, they have mold issues in their body. And sometimes they have it in their colon. And when it comes out, it also looks like that, too.
Well, then it's mold, and I'll tell you why. Because when I had my food allergy test done, my doctor told me, he said, this is really weird, but he said, your body doesn't tolerate leftovers. And I was like, what? And he said, I know that sounds weird, but anything that mold can grow on, like even overnight, I know you nuke it, you put it in the microwave, but he said, your body doesn't do well with that. It stores up in your body and your body delivers a reaction to it. So I wonder if that's what it is. Isn't that weird?
Interesting, yeah.
He said, if I could tell you no more leftovers, I would like to tell you that. I want you eating them.
That's interesting. Well, a lot of people, I've got lots of clients who struggle with mold issues and it can migrate or hide in different parts of your body. One lady, it started out in her teeth. One lady, it started in one of her breast implant pockets, not the implant itself, in that pocket. So yeah.
That was one of the weirdest things that he said to me, but yeah. I totally trust him. Do you think I've listened to him? No. How do you not, you know?
Well, also microwaving is pretty bad for our food. Mm-hmm. If there is any good nutrients in our food, when we microwave it, we
take
just kill
it. Right
it. Yeah.
Okay, so let's say you're flushing my system and it's all coming through this tube. What happens if something wants to come out that's too large for your tube?
That does happen on occasion. The person has to get up, go to the bathroom, eliminate in the toilet, and then come back and we do another speculum.
But the good thing is that you're flushing it out.
Yeah. Now, that doesn't happen very often because I'm putting so much water in your colon and I'm massaging your tummy. So there will be hard pieces in there, large pieces, but as I'm massaging, I'm breaking it down with that water and it's soaking. That warm water is making it
dissolve
more like soup.
Yeah.
Rather than big, thick,
well, you've
hard.
Just ruined soup for me forever, so thanks a lot. When I had my eyebrows tattooed or my eyeliner tattooed, people would say, what's the worst part? And I would say to them, not that it hurts, but that it's irritating. And so for people who are listening and thinking, but what's the worst part? I would say, just this sensation of you're going to poop on your friend. That's the worst part. Is this safe for pregnant women?
It is not. Now, it's gentle enough to do, but we don't do it when they're pregnant because it can bring on contractions.
Oh, okay.
When you feel that cramping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not that it's rough or that it's going to hurt, but we just don't want to stimulate something. And then you can't massage the tummy as well. There are liver gallbladder cleanses that I have people get, and they'll follow the little protocol. And it's typically eating fruit for breakfast, veggies for lunch and dinner, whether it's a salad or steamed or sauteed or whatever. I think it's a 5-day program. The last day, they're going to drink Epsom salt water and some olive oil. And the next morning, they get up and they start shooting out little gallstones and liver stones.
Oh.
They just come out of your bottom. They just shoot out because all the oil that you drank, they're slipping out.
I'm sorry. Did you say you sell that?
I don't sell it, but there is a website that I have my clients go to. We all have gallstones in our gallbladder. Now, mm-hmm. they may not be giving us trouble, but it is good just to get those out of your system before we get older and they get larger, and then they do give us trouble. So getting them out now through a cleanse, they're going to soften. You're drinking things and you're taking supplements and you're eating certain things that will help them to soften. It helps open the valve so they can slide out, but you can see hundreds of them come through the hose.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. That would be good to do before you have this done. Have you ever heard of Dr. Natura?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. David and I came across that website one time with all these people who have done his colon cleanse.
Yeah.
And they are holding up these things that have come out of their bodies.
Yes, yes, yes.
That is the craziest thing I've ever seen. It's disgusting. No one look it up unless you're like me. Then absolutely go there quickly. When you put these mm-hmm. liquids in me, how do you stop it from, you say, let's try to keep it in there for mm-hmm. 3 minutes. How are you stopping it from coming out?
So the water is slowly being pushed in, mm-hmm. and then I can close the gap.
Oh, you can close a valve.
Mm-hmm, close the valve on the machine so that nothing comes out. And then when you feel that feeling and you want it released, then I can open that valve and everything will run out.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I have had one client come in, and after her second session, she had lost 8 pounds.
Really?
So we all have old buildup just hanging out in our colon. And you've heard of Johnny Cash or Elvis Presley when they died, how they had like an enormous amount of poop backed up in their colon.
How would we know that?
They did an autopsy.
Someone did an autopsy on Elvis and came back with the information that he had poop in his colon?
Yeah, you should Google it.
I don't think I will.
But I did have a doctor come in, and he's a gastroenterologist. He did a surgery on a young girl, and he removed 20 pounds of fecal matter from her colon, and that was her second surgery. That was the second time it had happened. So here she was, some young girl, a college girl, probably eating vending machine food and Panda Express and pizza, and her only form of liquid.
Hey, you shut up about Panda Express.
her only form of liquid was probably Starbucks, you know, and she was really struggling. So she had to have it done twice, and both times he removed 20 pounds of fecal matter. They have little coffee enema kits online as well that you can purchase and do the coffee portion at home. I would definitely recommend getting the metal bucket opposed to the plastic one because the handle that you use, I've purchased 2 plastic ones and both handles broke. I ended up getting the metal one and now, you know, it's lasting. So yeah, you can get the little kits online. The instructions are there. The only thing the instructions don't say to do, which I think is good to do, and I tell my clients, is to first run water before you do the coffee in there. Because when you put anything up there, your body's going to want to push it out. Mm-hmm. So put water up for there first to help get all the loose pieces of poop that are just hanging out right there in your rectum. And then, after you've done that a couple times, then go ahead and put the coffee in because you want to hold the coffee.
Okay.
You want to work up to like 15 to 20 minutes.
Oh.
So you want to put the water in first. It just helps get those chunks out so that when you go to put the coffee in, you can hold it longer. And then also, if you're sitting or laying on your side in the bathroom doing the coffee enema, you're thinking about poop. So your body's going to want to eliminate. So it's better to have an iPad or your phone or something in there to distract you. Because if your mind is on something else, you'll be able to hold it longer.
For a copy of today's show notes, visit our website at ordinarypeopleordinarythings.com. You can also keep up with all the latest by following my mom on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Y'all know she is too old to do Snapchat. Also, I would love it if you would go to wherever you buy books and order a copy of my mom's book entitled Eat Cake, Be Brave. You're going to be disappointed that isn't about cake. But you are going to love what she has to say about how she decided to live a life of courage and bravery. I'm so proud of her. And though she will probably not sell as many as I will when I finally write a tell-all book about her someday, I do hope you'll help her out.
Listener, I forgot to do our three wrap-up questions with Teresa. It didn't feel like an appropriate time while I was lying on the table and she was deciphering what I had eaten in 2008 to be the best time to ask her what she's binging on right now. So I, considering I have known Teresa and loved her and she's one of my closest friends for 20 years, I'm going to answer her questions for her. I have no doubt that she would be very pleased with these answers and completely agree that they are all correct. The first question is for Miss Teresa Greco, who do you love? Teresa loves people who want to clean out their colon. She does. She does it for a living. She loves people who want to rid themselves of Halloween candy when they were in the fourth grade and maybe even like a crayon. You know, or one of your mother's earrings or your dad's cufflink that y'all searched like for 11 years to find. And you found one of them, but you didn't find the other one. Well, guess what? You swallowed it, Sarah. Teresa loves helping people find that. Second question would be, what are you binging on right now? Teresa is binging on the different types of fecal matter and what it means. Y'all think I'm kidding? You're laughing. I promise you, I am not wrong. She's looking it up on Google. She's reading about it in medical reports. Trust me, I know her, okay? And what is something that you don't understand? Teresa is going to answer that. Just trust me when I tell you, she's going to fill in the blank like this. What is something that you don't understand? I don't understand why people don't use the poop emoji more. Just trust me on that. She would. I send her the poop emoji all the time. And she just writes back, you're an idiot. I'm sorry I didn't ask those questions. You don't really think about those three rapid fire questions when you are tilted a little bit to the left because there's something in your bottom. But I guess that's the way Teresa would answer them. So I say all of those with the utmost of respect for my girl. And I wonder why I have a problem keeping friends. Thank you for listening to Ordinary People, Ordinary Things. And as always, make sure that you are a subscriber. I mean, what if you had missed me cleaning out my colon? How would you have felt? So be sure and subscribe. And hopefully you might even leave a review, maybe even a 5-star review. Today's probably not a great day to ask that, and I get that. But if for whatever reason you can't, just click on any star over like 3 stars. Why don't you tell us why? We welcome your feedback. Special thanks to Teresa Greco for really going below and beyond what I have ever had any guest do. The fact that you did it willingly and still asked me if I wanted to have lunch after was not lost on me and shows me how truly messed up as a human that you are. I adore you. It must be why I love you. If you live in the Nashville area, be sure to check out our notes page so that you can schedule an appointment with Teresa for something that you will not regret doing. We have all the information about her business on that page. I am going to close with these thoughts. I liked it, but I'm weird and I know this. It's why you love me. The truth is, look, I struggle with my weight, and so I can be honest in saying that I have not always been kind to my body, either in the way I ate or the way I cared for it or what I put into it, what I didn't care to detox from it. So I went into this with an open mind, you know, willing to try it out and hoping that it would pay off. I'm not sure how I wanted it to pay off. I don't know, weight loss, instantly feeling better. no more swelling in my joints. I don't know what I was looking for. I just know that I am not a person who detoxes or even does cleanses. So I was willing to try this for my health. But more importantly, let me get to the things that you really wanted to know. I am about to answer every question that has been asked of me since I had this done. Did it hurt? No. Was it uncomfortable? Yes, it was. Constantly feeling like you have to use the restroom on this table, that is an uncomfortable feeling. Did you use the restroom on the table? No. There is a valve, you heard, that closes that off, so you can't do that. So what they are shooting into your colon remains there, and then they open up the valve. So no, I did not. Did the room smell like a public toilet? Absolutely no smells emanate from anywhere in that room. I can promise you. Did you lose weight? No, I did not. Did she see you naked? No, she did not. Although, between you and me, she probably sneaked a peek because, have you seen me? Was it humiliating or embarrassing? I actually would think it would have been more so in front of a friend. Like doing this, like your friend doing this. But I didn't feel that way at all. Now, I'm not a super modest person either. It looks so much like a medical office. You feel like you're walking into a medical office. So for me, that really made me comfortable. I didn't feel like I was in, you know, like someone's living room or their garage office. So no, it wasn't humiliating or embarrassing. Did she stick it up your backside? Really? That is what I said to the person who asked me this question. Really? Did she stick it up my backside? You know she did, girl. Where is she gonna stick it? Did you feel any different after? No. Have you felt any different since? No. Are you glad you did it? I really am. Would you do it again? Yes. There you have it. There are the answers to your most pressing questions. If you have any more, DM me, email me. I'll answer any question that you have. For me, I wonder about people with inflammation, eczema. I wonder about people with allergies that manifest on their skin or in their hair. I mean, if you have this, you know what I'm talking about. Maybe gluten intolerances. I thought about my cousin who developed a rash all over her body about a year ago. Guys, it has been accompanied with aches and pains. She has gone to every, literally do not send me ideas of where she could go. She's gone to every specialist that we can think of. She has removed everything from her diet and still there's no answer for it. Now, am I saying, oh, so if your cousin did this, it would remedy her situation? I don't know. Oh, so you're saying I have a gluten intolerant and this is going to take care of it? That's not what I'm saying. I just wonder if it would help. I don't know. But I know that this type of therapy is growing in popularity and some people swear by it. And if it helps you or someone you love in any way at all, then I'm so happy that I did it. Honestly, if you go, okay, if Melissa can do it and record it, at least I can try it. And it helps you. I didn't go into it with a lot of things that I needed to see results in. Like I didn't go in with a skin rash, but Teresa has talked me through so many people who immediately saw results or saw results a week later. I didn't necessarily go in with those things, but if it ends up helping you, I'd do it again. I wish you would do it too, just to see if maybe it's the help you're looking for. I know there are some people out there who will think it's absurd, maybe even that it's junk science, but that's okay. If something is being talked about around the water cooler or is bringing help to a large number of people, then I'm sorry. Guilty, but I want to know about it. Maybe it's a fad. Hey, maybe it's a miracle. Just be sure that before you scoff at it, you see for yourself. Because lest we forget, miracles are all around us. Huh, we just get so used to seeing them, we call them ordinary things. Till next time.